This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The benefits of the day are yours. You've joined the discussion on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. August the 9th is upon us. Jay Kirshner is here to help us transform bad attitudes into good attitudes. How about that? Here's a two-minute walk and what happens if you have a big meal. All right, you ready for this? Breakfast is supposed to be the most important meal of the day. Have a big one.
Go take a walk.
The research shows taking a walk after every meal, and this is what I do with Daisy, frankly, it benefits your overall health. So I take Daisy out. It's usually 20 minutes or so, has a poop and a pee, and she does her sniffing, and she likes to go to some of the same places all the time. But if you just take a leisurely stroll, you don't have to run, you don't have to walk fast, all that stuff is good. But only 2, 3, 4 minutes, it has a significant effect on your blood sugar level. I think that's one of the things, and Dr. Jack and I, well, I didn't talk about it with Jack, so yes, I have Mary and Ken and other doctors that I consult with, because I have a moderately high sugar intake, because I eat ice cream and cookies and cake and stuff. It appears to be my only vice. And then I would normally suffer the consequences, as we were talking about with Jack earlier. You can hear the Jack podcast, by the way, Jack and Ken, in the Good Day Health Show podcast, at gooddayhealthshow.com. Anyway, the idea of activity and what it does, going for that walk right after you eat, within an hour anyway, and it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, doesn't make any difference. So I say, find the time. If you say, I don't have the time, then you can always find a few minutes for a short walk, right?
Yeah, especially when it's 2 to 4. You don't even have to go down your driveway or walk around your kitchen or something. Just get those steps in for just a couple minutes. It makes sense. Have you ever heard people when they have a really big meal and they stand up and they're like, I'm just making room for dessert?
Yeah, right. Well, listen, I noticed something. Today is like Native American Day or something, Indigenous People Day. And some folks, now this has got to be politically incorrect, but I have to do this. I just have to do it because it sounds like so much fun. And that it's also called powwow season. Powwow season and Native communities communicating. Apparently, they get together now. The different tribes get together every weekend from April to September along the Powwow Trail. I used to think that sounds like something that you shouldn't use today, right? Sound like socially or whatever.
It's just, I think it's about context in this situation, if that's what it's called.
Yeah. Well, what they do is along the Powwow Trail, they dance and they pray for the departed, which I think is kind of cool. They pray and dance for those who are sick or those who have gone. And so there's some really interesting photos. If you just, all you have to do is probably Google Powwow season. Powwow. P-W-W-O-W. Fun to say. Powwow. All right, so that's enough of that. Here's some good news. Transformational therapy, changing the lives of patients who have hemophilia. Hemophilia is a inherited genetic disorder, impairs the body's ability to make blood clots. You die. This is terrible.
That has to be scary. The thought of having even a paper cut and your blood not clotting and you run the risk of bleeding out. And I get when it's topical, you can put bandages or something else on it. But if there's something that happens that's internal, you can't.
Yeah, and that's what happens. Sometimes people don't even realize they go on Eliquis or take too many aspirin or whatever it is, and you can bleed internally as well as externally. So anyway, but there's this new treatment that's available, this therapy that may be a cure. So what we're saying is, if you have the problem, consult with your doctor for a treatment. 9 out of 10 of the people who went on to this treatment, which helps to increase your, whatever the factor 9 is in your body, who knows what all this stuff is, but there is this therapy, is it injected? It looks like it's injected to me. It's something, if you worry, and this is the sort of thing that if you have it, you're going to worry. Right? Mm-hmm. You're going to be, hey, what's going to happen to me? It's like Jack said.
How can you not? Yeah.
Yeah. Jack said to me, no, Jack didn't. Jack told me not to take Eliquis. Ken said take Eliquis because of what they all thought was the TIA a couple of years ago. And it wasn't. It turned out to be just a spell. And I haven't had any AFib, and I haven't had anything. And I went on Eliquis for a while, but Ken scared the hell out of me. He said, you're going to have to change the way you live. Because I hit my head once in a while on stuff on the farm. I scratch my leg, hit stuff. He says, you're liable to bleed out because it makes your skin so thin and it makes the veins so thin. And I said, Ken, I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live like that. So I'll take my chances. As it turns out, I didn't need it anyway. Because I didn't have the problem everybody thought I had. See, this is the good thing about having a number of different doctors. You can't all have. Many of you just depend on one. And what happens if this person doesn't have knowledge, doesn't have skills in a particular area? Are you going to go see a specialist? Or if they tell you something, even if I want to hear everything that's going on in my body. I want to know. Some people don't. They don't want to know. So if that's the case, then, you know, just live your life and what comes, comes.
Well, we've all heard those people who are like, I don't want to go to the doctors because they always find something when I go to the doctors.
Yeah,
because
right.
You never go to the doctors. That's why.
I don't want to go because I don't want to know. The goal in helping Ukraine, what is our goal? Continuing sort of series on a focus in Ukraine that most people have not had on the radio. I want to talk a little more about that right after this.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
God bless me. For free. Please. I scream. It's like fingernails on the blackboard.
For the price of nothing.
Yes. Okay. The problem with helping Ukraine. I'm trying to... yesterday I talked a little bit about this, and I don't want to go too deeply into it because this isn't the kind of program that we're not interested in doing a treatise. I'm not Professor Stefan. I'm just telling you what I find as I nose around because I'm kind of nosy. And fortunately, I have a quick mind and I absorb a lot of stuff. So that's what finds its way onto the air. So here's Ukraine. And some people are accusing them of scheming with us. That is, there is this business with Russia. Okay, we got it. And we know that we need to help them. So we send weapons over there and we send financial aid. But according to some of the government accounting people, the stuff is quickly vanishing into a proverbial black hole. Like we're sending all this ammunition, all this armament, all this money, and apparently some of it, quite a lot of it, 17-18% of it is just disappearing. Where does it go? And are we doing anything to protect our investment? Okay, we get the Russians are after the Nazis and that's a bunch of baloney. We get that. But The Economist has run a story this week which headlined, "Is America Growing Weary of the War in Ukraine?" And, you know, you think about that for a while. Ukraine, the war hasn't been going on that long. If you go down through the article, the thing that marks the real problem is that Biden doesn't really have a clear message and a clear picture. And I'm not trying to make this about politics. I just think the administration hasn't talked much about what they're doing because they don't know where the money's going. And it's embarrassing, but we're still supposed to help them out. Yep, keep sending the money to prevent them from being defeated. Okay? So if winning is not... how often have you heard Joe Biden say, the goal is to win? You never hear him say that.
But define win. Like, what does that look like to actually win?
I think that's another good question. What would it look like to you? Keeping the Russians, for me, they keep the Russians from taking control. Period. End of story. So, anyway, the U.S. weapons in the Ukraine, a lot of them disappearing. Trucks loaded with pallets of arms provided by the Defense Department being picked up by Ukrainians. And they're getting them in Poland to drive them into Ukraine. Apparently, though, surprise, surprise, some of them, many of them, not most of them, but many of them, are not going to Ukraine. They are being sold on the black market. So is this sort of like warfare, welfare for warfare? Is that what this is? You know, you think about what there's the problem with those biological labs and research institutes in Ukraine that are funded by American drug companies. All kinds of crazy research is going on over there. And that was one of the things the Russian... Now, see, I'm not trying to make you think the Russians are the good guys here, but one of the things the Russians have said is that American big pharma is over in Ukraine working on weapons of mass destruction. I don't believe that. But I do believe that there are things going on in Ukraine cheaper to do the research over there to develop lucrative treatments for new diseases. So where are the diseases coming from is the question that I want. The Chinese have done a wonderful job of creating a new virus and a new disease. So could it be the Russians are doing the same thing? I wouldn't put it past them. And they don't like the idea that we're working in their backyard to try to prevent or to neutralize anything the Russians... The Russians are capable of anything as the Chinese are. We all know that. So I just want everybody to think about two things. Where are the weapons going, number one? And number two, what are we really doing there when it comes to research on helping us alleviate the problem of new diseases? Do we know? Do they know something we don't know about the Russians and what they're creating? That's a good question, don't you think? 21 after the hour.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-pattern saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Will COVID have an increased impact because so many people in the hot weather are going inside and staying inside or being with people inside rather than outside?
COVID is an indoor virus, so it just depends on who you're inside with. And if we're all more inside, we might expect a spike in all this.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 at the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Trauma Time as the Good Day Show presents the social media theories of the day, the things that are trending. And Pete Davidson apparently has gone into trauma therapy, not because of what happened between him and his girlfriend, but her ex-husband. Apparently is on the raise. I won't give the whole thing away. Let's have a word and then we'll get to the bottom of this.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Alright, so Pete Davidson, ex with Khloe Kardashian. Which one of them was Khloe, right?
Kim Kardashian, who was married to Kanye West. Now, he started seeking trauma therapy back in April for the quote-unquote one-sided feud with Kanye West and all of the negativity coming and the antics and everything. And the latest now was that Kanye West even did a posted a doctored New York Times front page image that said Skeet Davidson, Skeet, the nickname that he gave him, dead at age 28. And then hours later, he removed it because sources are saying Kim was livid about the whole situation, that they'd finally gotten into an area where they were co-parenting well together. But she's just livid. Other sources say that she's always going to protect Pete no matter what their dating status is, and that their relationship ended very amicably. And they have love and respect for each other, and they're going to continue a relationship in more of a platonic sense.
Yeah.
So that's what?
He's just a, remember when Obama called Kanye West a jackass? And that's exactly
great.
It.
I don't remember that, yeah, but that's great.
Right. Okay, that's the way to handle him. He's just a jerk and a jackass.
Well, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen were always really good friends with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, and John and Kanye were always really good friends. And he has now, he's in the news for disassociating and completely ending his relationship with Kanye. He said it became too much.
Yeah, the guy's he's a nutbird. He's a jackass. The president was right. He's
and
a jackass.
And he refuses to seek help for his mental health issues.
He's a jackass. Anyway, Brad Pitt has apparently made a list of the people he wants to work with and the people he doesn't want to work with. Guess who's number one on the list of people he doesn't want to work with in movies? Want to take a guess?
Harrison Ford?
No. He likes Harrison Ford. His ex-wife, Angelina Jolie.
Right. Why did I not see that one coming?
Yeah, right, exactly. Got lots of other good people on the list I want to work with. Sandra Bullock, he loves working with her. Leonardo DiCaprio, Cate Blanchett, but no Angelina Jolie. 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Primary elections are taking place today in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin. Time to get out there and do your civic duty. The raid on President Trump's private home overnight in Florida has done one thing: galvanized the GOP. As it's already been proven, the FBI is biased in their hate for President Trump, a.k.a. Russia collusion. The Attorney General for Florida, Ashley Moody, says the FBI needs to be rebuilt from the ground up.
An unprecedented move. I think so many of us have watched as the credibility of our FBI has been chipped away at over the years. We're just waiting for this institution to be rebuilt into that institution of respect and independence and faith. And today is a very shocking day.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Representative Andy Biggs, a Republican from Arizona, on Newsmax last night says the Biden administration's weaponizing of the FBI is just the beginning for this regime.
Well, I've been trying to email and text to my friends around the country to see if they can give me insight. Yeah. We don't really have insight yet. The FBI and DOJ haven't come out publicly and said what they're looking for. But I can tell you this. This gets at the heart of what I was saying over the weekend, that FBI and DOJ needs to be looked at very carefully because they have weaponized those agencies, those police agencies, against Americans who they disagree with politically. Yep. And it wouldn't surprise me if we get down to that again.
Former President Clinton political advisor Dick Morris says the Democrats play outside the lines and why all Americans need to see what's happening here with the FBI raiding President Trump's home.
I'm probably the only person in American politics who is sat so close to a Democratic and a Republican president while they were in office during the crucial days before their reelection campaigns. And I got to tell you, Democrats do this and Republicans don't. Donald Trump plays between the foul lines on the playing field. He never goes outside of it. He never engages in this kind of underhanded tactic, even when he controlled the FBI and controlled the CIA.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Natalie Lucas, his name. She's in a YMCA pool in Colorado. No experience whatsoever in birthing babies, and why should she, right? At the age of 18?
Yeah, age of 18. Yeah. It was just a quiet, easy day. I wasn't expecting any big shenanigans to be happening, but one little one had other plans and was like, no, I'm coming into the world right now.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is correct. 34 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tuesday, August the 9th. Jay Kirshner is here with me to focus on this, this very interesting, this one count of patients seem to be cured of HIV. How about that? This guy's had the disease since the 1980s, been in remission for 17 months. They seem to be cured. That's been what's happened before.
Mm-hmm.
This is a patient at the City of Hope in California. He's been treated there. The difference in this case, though, is what the treatment, what he received for a treatment, a bone marrow transplant
to treat blood cancer leukemia from a doctor who is naturally resistant to the virus. A donor.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I feel like before we know it, and maybe this is wishful thinking, but we're going to start finding and reading good news stories on different cures for cancer or putting people in remission a lot faster and not having to fear that it's going to come back again.
Yeah. Well, you see, there's so much pressure on that now. The cancer business is a $6 billion a year business, cancer treatment business. So those people, they're not interested in a cure for cancer. It's too profitable to treat it. But then there are others who are working without any, focus on money. They're working on the idea, the diligence that's necessary to not only treat it, but how about we prevent it? Where is the discussion of preventing cancer? It's pretty easy in some circumstances. Not all, but there are a lot of things that you do to yourself that bring cancer on. How healthy is your diet? What are you using for supplements? How is there exposure to things in your life that you ought not to be exposed to? And what do you know about your family history? And with that knowledge, what can you do to alter the course of what's going on in your body? All of those things are important to understand, I would think, anyway. I sure as heck want to know what's going on in my body.
Especially if there's something where you're predisposed to something that can be removed.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, a couple of things that are going on that have traction, I guess, as much as anything else. The business about this this bill that passed, it's gotten a lot of hoopla this past weekend. There are climate change provisions that seem to be the one, that's where the most noise is. But there's also, as part of the bill, and you were asking me this during the break, and I think this is why I want to bring it up now. The question on how it is that so many things get put into one bill. How come there's not just one bill on climate action? How come there's not one bill on taxes? How come there isn't one bill on the cost of drugs?
Because if one thing doesn't pass, then the entire situation, everything that's been lumped together doesn't pass.
Right. Yeah. So why not separate them out? What's the reason for doing this? They do this all the time. They throw in amendments, this pork in this that you wouldn't believe. It gets thrown in at the last minute, midnight, 5 minutes before the bill is going to be approved, and they don't want to slow it down. Ted Kennedy was a master at doing this. The bill would be 5 minutes away from being voted on, and they'd throw in an amendment that nobody would read. I remember one of the most egregious things, I guess egregious may be the right word, I don't know if that's the right word or not, but he wanted to protect the wildlife because they're the family, the Kennedy family, had a big compound in Hyannis on the Cape. And so he was always doing things that would protect the water around around the Cape, but it was for the family's benefit. So there was a $27 million rider that was placed on a bill that protected some part of Cape Cod Harbor. Nobody knew it was there until the check literally got to the town of the Cape that was going to benefit from it. Nobody knew it was there. It just got slipped in. And how many other pork projects are there? There's a pipeline project in this thing too, I think, isn't there? If I'm not mistaken.
And environmental all lumped in together.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Everything that's with both of those big categories.
Yeah. Right.
There's just so much.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the main provisions of this bill. It allows Medicare to negotiate drug costs. Okay, so the drug companies have a little less freedom to set high prices, at least with Medicare. It reduces Medicare spending, and it also doesn't take money out of families' pockets, and so that's a good thing. Okay, the bill also sets a $2,000 cap on the amount of money that any senior can pay for drugs in a year. $2,000 out of your pocket. All right, when you hit the cap, a combination of the feds, private insurers, drug companies have to pay for the remaining costs. This is cancer drugs, MS drugs, arthritis drugs, some other diseases are in this where people easily spend more than $2,000 a year.
Okay? It doesn't take effect until 2025. What are we waiting for? Why isn't it going to affect now? Would be my question. And then the business we've talked about, the out-of-pocket insulin expenses, $35 a month for people on Medicare. There are a lot of people who pay $50 to $100 a month for this, and if you don't have a lot of money, that's a lot of money. And let's see here, what else is in this? Subsidies for all these damn subsidies. So what really is the discussion is about the business of climate change. But there's so much more stuff in there. Nobody ever looks at it. Nobody ever talks about it. And so I just think, and I don't know, you know, some of the details, if you will, are sketchy. But yet you'll feel the impact of one way or another when you get your tax bill. That's because the taxes are going to go up to pay for this. I'm surprised Manchin agreed to it, frankly, as it stands. Meanwhile, down in Mar-a-Lago, I'm looking at the front gate, a picture of the Fed standing there armed, ready to keep anybody out that came in. I'm looking at this gate. I've driven through this gate a few times to go into Mar-a-Lago to have lunch.
Is the food good?
Food's very good.
I was going to say, I imagine it being absolutely delicious.
Food's great. Yep, right. So now all the Republicans are all whipped up about this. How dare they? Well, because Trump is a crook. And at least that's what they're trying to find out. Is he a crook or isn't he a crook? Wouldn't you want, if he was my guy, want to know whether if he really is a crook or he isn't a crook? If he's not a crook, then he's exonerated and everybody should have their wrists slapped. But the old business about where there's smoke, there's fire. I love the picture this morning on one of the websites of the toilet. Just a picture of a toilet. And with that is the story of Trump. There's photos showing him ripping up stuff and putting it in the toilet. I don't know who took the picture. And I don't know how you prove it's Trump, unless I only can see his hand in the picture I'm looking at. So how do you know it's really Trump?
And why would anybody be here? If that were true,
who's standing
there?
Situation
that was happening,
right.
Why would anybody even be trusted to oversee this?
Yeah, okay. So anyway, it's more huzzarai. And is it worth spending any time on or a lot of time on? Nah. I don't think it is. Anyway, do you?
Not until something shows up. What happened to innocent until proven guilty?
All right, in the weather department, rainfall. It's a wild, wild, not only here in America, but it's a wild summer all over the planet. In Seoul, South Korea, serious flooding problems there. You can see pictures of homes floating away. Subway stations completely filled with water. No trains because it's like a pipe carrying water. Can you imagine that? 8 people have died last 24 hours because of all the rain. And apparently the rain is affecting Taiwan as well, and areas of China and all over Southeast Asia. So anyway, I wonder if that'll slow down all this stuff, the focus on Taiwan. Probably momentarily, but not in the long term. All right, so anyway, I think that the, this business about...
Well, it's just the fact that China is still doing... Wasn't it all supposed to stop on Sunday, their drills, their quote-unquote exercises,
right.
Which, again, this is the exact same things that the Russian military said when they were coming to the border of Ukraine. It was just military exercises that they were doing.
Now, I'm also looking at... I just saw this. Somebody just sent me this in the connection with the conversations about climate change... Climate hazards responsible for 58% of infectious diseases. Okay, what that means is that when you are exposed to water in a flood, let's say, and the things that I'm bringing back a memory from when I was 8 years old in one of the villages of Framingham, we had a tornado in 1954, and there's a low spot in the village of Saxonville. And I can remember we drove there, and there were about 12, 13 feet of water. People were in canoes. People were swimming in the filthiest, awfulest, god-awful garbage in the water from the stores, you know, that had the rain floated up those, you know, any rubbish barrels or whatever it is, and people were swimming in it. How do you not keep yourself healthy in that circumstance? Mm-hmm. Ay, ay, ay. Some more on Olivia Newton-John and somebody else connected to her who's passed away as we continue here. It's 45 past the hour.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. 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 Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups. That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
All right, I'm just looking at all these people who have died, the death list, and I missed, well, first of all, other than Olivia Newton-John, attorney Bert, Bert Fields, who repped the Beatles, Tom Cruise, Michael Jackson,
James Cameron, Dustin Hoffman, the list goes on with him.
Yeah, he's passed away at the age of 93. At the age of 83, Roger Moseley. Remember him from Magnum P.I. If you saw a picture of him, you'd know exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. He was the helicopter pilot in Tom Selleck's version of Magnum P.I.
I love the story about him, though, with that show. He was doing movies. He didn't want to do the show. His agent was like, Tom Selleck shows only do pilots, and then they never go anywhere. Go to Hawaii, get paid to, like, do something for a little bit. They'll wine you and dine you, and then you can get back to films. And 8 seasons later.
Yeah, right. Ah. So there you go. He was in a lot of different stuff. You'd recognize him as soon as you saw him, for sure. I mentioned a Grease actor, and I sort of lumped this in with the other people who have passed, and that's not the case. Eddie Deason is not dead, but he's been found not competent. He's been burglarizing the nursing home. He lives in this nursing home, doesn't he? Because he's mentally out of his whack. Yeah, I think he's kind of
They found that he's a danger to himself and to others, and so he's gone into a department, the Department of Health, and have sent him to treatment. But it was assault, and he was burglarizing this nursing home, and they just found that he's not competent enough.
Apparently, he's kind of creepy, too, when he gets around.
He was a stereotypical dork in Grease and Grease 2, Eugene.
Yeah, all right. So they have that info, 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
That's the passing of Olivia Newton-John because of her impact not only in music, but in movies. Chucker is something we should spend some time on, right?
Yeah, very sad passing of Olivia Newton-John. Obviously, Grease was in film, her big claim to fame, which was 1978, the number one grossing movie at the box office. John Travolta handpicked her to play the role of Sandy. She was just fit that role like a glove, and the chemistry was really good. That movie is generational, was well-reviewed. It's still to this day extremely entertaining and plays a lot of revival houses. Now, she did another movie 2 years later, which was Xanadu, which is pretty much critically lambasted. It co-starred Gene Kelly, but she's got some good music in it, and it has a strong, and I mean very strong, cult following. There is a lot of people who dig that movie. And then she did one other film, really, of consequence, which was 83. She repaired with Travolta in a movie called Two of a Kind,
yeah,
which was an awful script, in full disclosure. But they did have good chemistry. They both look really good. And her music, especially the title song, Twist of Fate, is really, really good. I did not know that she sold over 100 million records. That's pretty substantial. I did not know that.
I would think that you could say of her life, she knew how to turn a slump into success. She was proactive about her career.
Yeah.
There was never really a recession in it, even
and
though
very likable.
And
you know, the most important quality you could have, you know, when you become a celebrity or you hit in the industry is likability, and she her likability was off the charts. And by the people who work with her, all the comments about her, all highly positive, and that's always a good thing.
Right. All right. So that's the
now
story.
On the flip side of that, I think Warner Brothers. I don't know what they do with this Flash movie with this guy Ezra Miller, who was charged with a burglary, a very serious crime in Vermont. He's got all sorts of issues. He's the star of The Flash. They're supposedly going to release this movie next year. It's co-stars Michael Keaton as Batman. It's supposedly a really good film. I have to think at the end of that movie they refilm it where another actor pops up as The Flash in an alternative timeline to discard, because he's never going to work again in Hollywood, this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they got a $150 million superhero movie, Doug, with this guy who is tremendously bad baggage for the studio.
Bad baggage. All right, let's talk about good things for the studio. Top Gun 2, as you were saying yesterday, has become the seventh highest grossing film domestically. It has sold more tickets than Titanic, and they're already working on a sequel. If this is $662 million in our country, what was it, $6.59?
It's on $1.3 worldwide.
World.
A ton of money.
Right. It's still bringing in millions every weekend. I found it a very sad. I watched an interview on one of the programs with John Hamm, an actor that I think is he's very popular, very likable as well. And he was talking about how much fun it was to play kind of the heavy in this, and how
he
talked about him. Much respect he had for Tom Cruise, because he mastered everything. He was the student of the film. He was the guy who wanted to do all the stunts himself. He's flying the plane.
He's pushing boundaries, and you're going to see that in the next two Mission Impossible movies. I mean, he just goes bigger and bigger. You know, speaking of John Hamm, I'll tell you an interesting story. My daughter plays basketball. She's 16, and she's sort of shy. And I was telling her a story that I saw in an interview that John Hamm did, and he said when he was doing Top Gun, and people asked, like the younger cast asked John Hamm, what is some good advice you could give me for my career? And he said that he's had acting coaches that told him one thing you got to do. You have to put yourself in a position where things make you uncomfortable and then push through that. And that's how you become better at anything you do in life. I thought that was a really good interview and good advice. It was good advice for my daughter.
Very good advice for anybody. Roger E. Mosley, well-known character actor, has passed away, but he wasn't of natural causes. He was in some kind of car crash, looks like.
I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah. He's 83.
I knew he passed. I didn't know how he was.
The helicopter pilot in the first
in Magnum.
Right.
Yep.
And I was reading the story of what the people who were running his career, his agent said, you know what, everything Selleck does, it's a pilot and then it's gone. So go over to have a good time in Hawaii. And then 8 years later, he was still there. Thought that was cute. All right, Chucker. You're cute, too. Thank you for being here. It's 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.